When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, August 6th. Jaguars, they have the day off from training camp practice today. First preseason game is this Saturday against the Chiefs, right around the corner. It's pretty exciting stuff. You know, preseason leads to the regular season. So we're right there, only about a month away from the regular season kickoff for the Jaguars as well against the Miami Dolphins. But you know, as we have a break from training camp practice, we've recapped every single practice so far and offered some different takeaways. Today, we're going to look at five reasons to be optimistic, to be hopeful about the 2024 Jaguars, to believe in this football team. And I think there are plenty of reasons to believe in this football team. Now, that belief in this team, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean you believe they're going to be a Super Bowl team? Does that mean you think they're going to be a playoff team? Division champion? Expectations are certainly going to determine whether or not you believe what ends up happening in 2024 goes down as a success. That's the way it goes every year. But we're going to take a look at five reasons to believe in these Jaguars and kind of set expectations, reset expectations, now that we're about 2 weeks into training camp. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now. You can become a channel member here on YouTube. Get access to some cool perks, including discounts at jinjag.com. So, five reasons to believe in the 2024 Jaguars. And I strongly believe that all these pieces to the puzzle are in the Jaguars' favor. Number one, Trevor Lawrence. Look, folks, if you have watched a healthy Trevor Lawrence since about week 7 of the 2022 season, he's been unbelievable. The playmaking within structure and outside of structure, the accuracy, like there's been games where he is lethal. He set the Jaguars record for accuracy in a game. I think he's done it a couple times against the Colts. Loves playing against Gus Bradley. That's another reason to get excited about the Jaguars. I mean, they've got the Colts number right now. They absolutely do. I know the Colts are going to be improved, but I have a hard time seeing the Colts defense really slowing down Trevor Lawrence. That's neither here nor there. Trevor Lawrence, when healthy, over the last 2 years, again, it took a little bit of time to kind of shed the weight of what was the 2021 season, what was the worst coaching job I've ever seen in my life. After Doug Peterson got here, it took a few weeks, month and a half, for Trevor Lawrence to get it going. But boy, did he get it going. He was unbelievable down the stretch in 2022. Obviously had a rough start in the playoffs, but finished as strong as you possibly can. And then carried that over into 2023, was playing great football until a myriad of injuries started hampering his ability to practice, his ability to perform. And it wasn't just injuries to himself alone. Like, he lost his number one receiver. He lost Zay Jones. And when Zay Jones came back, he wasn't Zay Jones. He couldn't run. He lost the entire left side of his offensive line. He had the worst starting center in football. So a healthy Trevor Lawrence, which that's exactly what you're seeing right now, that's reason number one to believe. The Jaguars, when they've had a healthy Trevor Lawrence over the last two seasons, their record has been immaculate. They've been fantastic football team. So I think that's a reason to believe, because he is an elevator for this franchise. He has been so good, so underrated by many. So many people just look at the entire body of work for the 2023 season and for his entire career, which lacks so much context. Like, yeah, he had issues down the stretch trying to play through injuries and trying to lift this football team to do anything in 2023. Yeah, he had a rough rookie year with Urban Meyer as his head coach. Absolutely zero plan on either side of the ball. Shouldn't say that. Joe Cullen had a decent plan. It was decent on defense. But offensively, it was an absolute train wreck. The culture inside the building was an absolute train wreck. Doug Peterson had to fix things, and he did. So, yeah, Trevor Lawrence, he's worth every bit of that $55 million per year. Ryan Nielsen and the defensive talent. Ryan Nielsen's leadership, his relationship building, and his coaching are what makes him, in my opinion, a major difference maker for the 2024 Jaguars. This is a guy that, you know, we've seen what he's done in Atlanta, New Orleans. But what you've done in the past doesn't really matter. It matters what you do now. Now, building the habits that he has throughout his time as a coach, that matters. And that has carried over. But seeing what he does in Jacksonville is what matters. And what he has done so far is gotten that defense to play a lot faster. I think he's gotten that defense to play more aggressive. He has built more belief on that side of the ball. There's more communication from the front to the linebackers to the secondary. There's more speed. There's less confusion. And obviously this stuff needs to carry over the regular season, but that's where you're trending right now. And again, the defensive talent is better than it was last year. You have guys that not only are more talented that you've brought in that are faster, more athletic. Eric Armstead, a tremendous leader who you haven't even seen on the field yet, but and Devon Hamilton being healthy. And Antonio Johnson replacing Rayshon Jenkins in the starting lineup, and Devin Lloyd taking a step forward, and the list goes on. I think Ryan Nielsen is going to get the most out of this defensive talent. And as much as I hated moving on from Darius Williams, Ronald Darby has been very good. And the question about Darby is not talent, it's health. Right now he's healthy, right now he's playing great football, and the competition behind the Jaguars starting corners is looking as good as it has in a very, very long time. With Jarian Jones, you have De'Andre Prince making two pass breakups in a single practice yesterday. He's been competitive. Christian Braswell has been competitive. There's a lot of guys. Buster Brown is obviously someone who has experience in this league, so the cornerback room is looking more competitive than it has. And Ryan Nielsen is preparing this defense better than it has been prepared. There's no question about that in my mind. The attention to detail, micro and macro from a defensive standpoint, his ability to coach the defensive front guys, he's intense and he's smart. He's focused. I love it. Improved leadership. That goes to the coaching staff and the players. Like, I think that players within this building have improved their leadership. Doug Peterson talked about it yesterday. Christian Kirk, Devin Lloyd, Tank Bigsby going into year two, he called out as a leader. There's a number of guys within the building that have grown as leaders, and there were guys that were already leaders. Trevor Lawrence, Josh Allen, certainly Foye Oluokun, as good of a leader as there can be on a football team. But bringing in a Ryan Nielsen, leadership. Chris Richard, unbelievable leadership. Mitch Morse, great leadership on that offensive line. You go from having a center who it's a question mark for everyone to having a rock solid guy who's a leader. Eric Armstead, he is showing leadership despite not being able to be on the field yet. He's helping these guys out as kind of a coach on the field. And when he is able to get on the field, which Doug Peterson is not worried about his availability for week one of the regular season, I think you're going to see that as well. So another thing about this football team this year that's interesting, they are talented. They have the quarterback. They have a lot of good pieces. I still think the receiver core is average, which doesn't mean bottom of the league. It means middle of the league. And I still think that the offensive line is probably average. Again, not bottom of the league, but middle. But But other than that, I think you look around. I mean, quarterback, you feel really good about. I think you feel really good about running back. I think you feel really good about the defensive line, the linebackers, the safety room, the cornerback room, as long as it's healthy, which it is right now. So you're starting special teams as well. Heath Farwell is a fantastic coach. We don't talk about special teams enough. So they are talented.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But they're not hunted. They are not the hunted team in the AFC South. Everybody is jumping on the Houston Texans bandwagon, and for good reason. Like, you look at that organization and what's going on over there, it looks damn good. I'm on the Texans bandwagon. I am. I'm not rooting for them. But when I'm just talking about how that team looks, how it looks like they're going to perform in 2024 and beyond, like, yeah, I have them winning the AFC South. And so does everyone else. And a lot of folks around the league think the Colts are going to be better than the Jaguars. Think the Texans might be able to compete in this division. The Titans. So they're talented, but they're not the hunted team. When the Jaguars have been the team in the division that's the hottest team, the team that everybody's favoring going into the season, it hasn't worked out as well for them, generally speaking, throughout team history for whatever reason. And I think some of that is, you know, you start to buy into the press clippings. I think that happened last year. Doug Peterson talked about it. But they're not the hunted team right now. They're the team trying to get back to where they know they should be. And I think being a hunter versus being the hunted has worked out for the Jaguars throughout history, right? Like 2017, not a lot of folks were predicting the Jaguars to do what they did. 2022, not a lot of folks were predicting the Jaguars to do what they did. And you go back throughout history. Obviously, late 90s, 99, that team was unbelievable, and people believed in the Jaguars that year, certainly. But last 25 years, Jaguars have been a lot better when they are not the favorites within the AFC or the AFC South or AFC Central dating back pre-2001. So, again, I think being the hunter and not the hunted is helpful. Being the underdog a little bit is helpful for whatever reason. And that's a mindset the Jaguars need to shake. Because, yeah, if they go have a good season again this year and they win a bunch of football games and they make it however far they make it in the playoffs and vibes are good, people start to feel like this is a good franchise again, heading in the right direction, then what? Like, do you just fall back into feeling good about yourself? No, you need to have a mindset of being the hunter even when you are the hunted. That's a battle for another day, though, certainly, in my opinion. And then finally, the receiving group, it complements itself. Gabe Davis is a physical, tough, you know, axe to the grindstone, will do everything he possibly can from a physical standpoint and an effort standpoint, ex-receiver. Ex-receiver lining up on the line of scrimmage has the physicality to deal with corners that are going to try to be physical and play press man coverage. He welcomes it. Brian Thomas Jr., you play him off the line. Avoid press. Move him around the formation a little bit, and he can win from a lot of different spots. And he's got the speed, athleticism, playmaking, ball tracking down the field to actually make some of these plays that the receivers did not make last year. Christian Kirk, one of the best slot receivers in football. Top six at minimum. Evan Engram, top six, seven tight end in football. When you talk about just pure receiving tight ends, he's top five. No question about it. And then Travis Etienne, quietly, is now one of the more effective receiving backs in the league. So you've got pass catchers all over the place. Do you have that legit number one on the outside right now? No. Could Brian Thomas Jr. maybe become that? Yeah, maybe. We'll see how it plays out. But I think at the very least, you have a complementary skill set within the receiving room, and that should help this football team. Last year, you didn't have an X. You just didn't. You tried to play Calvin Ridley as an X more often than not, and that wasn't a good role for him. And even though there were situations that he didn't capitalize on, it still wasn't the best usage. So I think the usage of the receivers is going to make more sense this year. I really do. And then a little injury luck, right? Got to have a little injury luck. So there are reasons to believe in the Jacksonville Jaguars. I wanted to end this discussion, though, like, what are expectations? My expectations right now at this very moment are that the Jaguars will make the playoffs, probably as a wild card, because I don't think that they're going to win the division. I think the Houston Texans are loaded from top to bottom. I think that they are very well coached. In fact, I would rather have the Texans offensive system than the Jaguars offensive system. And I don't think that that should be a hot take. It might be offensive to some, maybe not. But like Bobby Slowick, what he has brought over with that San Francisco 49ers, Kyle Shanahan style offense, I think that would be fantastic for the Jaguars. I think Travis Etienne would be incredibly efficient in that style of offense. I think that Trevor Lawrence would be helped out. So yeah, you know, outside zone, I think Travis Etienne would be fantastic. You know, running from under center a lot more often, using play action, condensed formations. I think that would be fantastic for the Jaguars talent. But yeah, the Texans have a ton of talent of their own. CJ Stroud, like, I know everyone wants to say he's going to have the sophomore slump. I don't see it happening behind a really good offensive line, great receiving talent, good running backs, good offensive system, a defense that has a loaded defensive front, good linebackers, very good safeties. Derek Stingley. I think Kamari Lassiter is going to play well. So I just have a hard time seeing the Texans really not being a good football team. But I think the Jaguars will make the playoffs as a wild card. And I think that they will lose in the first or second round. Why do I think that? For one, even when things were going very well last year, they were 8-3. They didn't look like a team that was about to go on a playoff 3-4-game winning streak to win the Super Bowl. Two, you're going to have to play the Chiefs at some point, even if that's the AFC Championship. Congrats for making it to the AFC Championship. That's going to be a tough football game. I know the Jaguars have shown in the past that they can take the Chiefs to the brink, but that's different football teams, right, than they were a couple years ago. I still think that the offensive line is more average to above average. I still think the receiving group is more average to above average, which can get you to the playoffs. I think Trevor Lawrence, again, would have to go scorched earth, and I also think the defense would have to be unbelievable for the Jaguars to win the Super Bowl. Are those two things possible? Yes. Is it likely the Jags make it past the Chiefs in the AFC? Is it likely that the Jaguars make it past the Ravens, the Bills, some of these other teams in the AFC? I would give them a much better chance of beating the Bills and the Ravens. We've at least seen that proof of concept over the last couple of years. They got smoked by the Ravens last year, but that was after things started going south. And then they beat the Bills last year. Certainly they did. The Bills are going to be a different looking team as well than they were in that football game. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the AFC plays out. I think it's going to be so competitive, so fun to watch. But I do expect the Jaguars to play well during the regular season. And then once you get to the playoffs, like, it's so hard for me to sit here and say, I don't think the Jaguars can do X, Y, and Z once the playoffs get going. But because circumstances will be different. Different teams will be dealing with injuries. Certain players will step up that maybe you didn't expect. Entire units will be better or worse than you expected around the league and around the AFC. So there's just so much that can happen. As of this moment, I don't think the Jaguars could win the AFC. But that could change. It could absolutely change the further we get into this 2024 season. But that's kind of how I'm looking at the Jaguars' expectations right now. Certainly playoffs. After that, I don't expect them to, you know, make too much noise, but we'll see. I like a lot of what's going on here. Love the defense. Love Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, some of the pieces on the offensive line, some of the pieces in the receiving game. So we'll see. Let me know what y'all think in the comment section below. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member. Really appreciate y'all supporting the channel. Have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.